Governor Andrew Cuomo announced an agreement on a state budget last night while lawmakers were waiting for details on what was in the spending plan. The final budget does include Governor Cuomo's key policy proposal with a compromise. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
As voting began Thursday night, Governor Cuomo gave a briefing about some of the details of the budget agreement. He says a minimum wage increase will bring New York City to a $15 rate in 3 years, 4 years for small businesses with less than 10 employees. Long Island will reach $15 in 6 years, but upstate would only reach a rate of $12.50 in 5 years. Cuomo says the compromise takes into account the variations in the economies of different regions of the state and business worries about the rate going up too high, too fast.
If you increase it too quickly, people have a fear that it could have a negative impact. So what is the right calibration?
The plan also calls for a pause to reevaluate the effects of the minimum wage increase before continuing to hike the rate.
Beginning in 2019, the state can suspend the scheduled increases if the economic conditions warrant, okay? This is a safety valve.
The agreement also includes a plan first put forward by Senate Republicans to lower income tax rates for joint filers and small businesses earning up to $300,000 a year. Tuition at the State University of New York will be frozen, and charter schools will get more money. And the state will have a paid family leave program funded by employees that, after a 4-year phase-in, will provide workers with 2/3 of their pay for up to 12 weeks.
You shouldn't have to be in a position where you have to choose between a paycheck and being there for your family.
As Cuomo was announcing the deal, legislative leaders were still briefing their members on some of the remaining details. Earlier in the evening, lawmakers were asked to vote on some bills that included monetary appropriations, but not language on specific programs, which led to complaints from Democrats who are in the minority in the Senate, including Senator Mike Gianaris from Queens.
So I'm wondering, on behalf of not only my conference, but on behalf of the public, who is dying to know what's going to be in this budget if we ever get to see it, where does the confidence that those provisions will be in a budget that's yet to be printed come from?
When Senator Gianaris persisted in asking when senators would see the bills they were expected to vote on, Acting Senate President Joseph Grifo of Utica shut him down.
Senator Gianaris,
bend the gavel on the ground,
Senator Gianaris, you're out of order.
This is not a
Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse, intervened.
Let's calm down a little bit, both sides, and I would like to see Senator Gianaris' further questions, and hopefully we could move to the point and get on with this at a reasonable hour.
Debate then continued in a more civil manner. It was expected to go long into the night. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.